It's time for Malvern and Wildcat basketball on 106.7 WMVI and malvernandradio.com. Wildcats basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are at the McDougal Evers Gymnasium on the campus of Carmine White County High School for the 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational, night number 4. As the Mount Vernon Wildcats set to take on the Evansville Day School Eagles. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this fine Friday evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There's, as I always say, at the wintertime, there's no place better to be than in a warm gymnasium with a high school basketball game about to start. And I tell you, we've had two good games this week, although we didn't perform particularly well in the one Monday, but it was a good contest to right at the very end. And then last night, we came out, as Chris said, we didn't look like we got off the bus in the first quarter. After that, we righted the ship, and it was our game to win or lose. They tied it on a last-second three-pointer. It was brilliant play on their part. They broke pressure, which was applied by Logan Clowers. More on him momentarily. Got it to the wing. No, wasn't a particularly good shooter. They threw it inside to their big stud. He didn't even look at the basket. He looked at the opposite side, threw it to their best shooter on the floor, who swished a three-pointer at the buzzer. Literally, the buzzer went off before the ball went in, tied the score. We went into overtime, and we had it tied. We had the last possession with a minute to go. Nash Hostetter took a drove from the left side, stopped about 15 feet out with two people on him, went up like playing horse in the backyard, swished, and left 3.2 seconds on the clock. They could do nothing with that, and Mount Vernon came out with a win over Fairfield 64-62. And the walking wounded returned to the floor tonight with, you know, Brady Schickel's got a broken nose, Bryce Clowers has a broken finger, and Meyer Robb went down last night. This is a very slippery fall last night, and he went down, and when he went down, it was so fast, he didn't have time to brace himself, and he landed on his left hand awkwardly. He went out of the game in the fourth quarter and did not return. He's got a finger taped up, and I've been watching him. He's been shooting okay.
That's good information, Alan Buck, you know.
I just want to go, before I leave, I want to, Logan Clowers last night, he's a JV player. He came off the bench and was assigned to guard Justice Dagg, who's a 6-foot guard, built kind of like Meyer Robb, except without the muscles. But Justice Dagg's going to be on the all-tournament team. He's just really, really good. He blows by better players. Logan Clowers went out and shut him down. Got in his jock strap, got in the same shirt as he wearing. How's that? And a couple times he deflected the ball, had Dagg, got in between his ears, actually. So great job for Logan Clowers. Just can't say enough about that. You know, defense is my favorite part of the game anyway.
Well, we talk about the Day School Eagles. They're 2-11 overall. Of course, from the east side of Evansville. They're not associated with a conference or a 1A team. Their first victory back on November 26th, that was against Cannelton, 75-21. But from then on, they lost 1-2, Vigodi, North Posey, Tecumseh, Mount Carmel, Tell City, McLean County, Luer County, Eastern Green, and then on Monday night here at the Carmine White County Invitational, they beat the host school, Carmine White County, the Bulldogs, 59-55. They followed that up with a loss to Fairfield on Tuesday night, 69-55. And then last night after our game, a loss to Harrisburg, 68-38. So a 30-point swing there against a very good Harrisburg team. As of right now, as far as I know, they're undefeated here in this tournament.
Yeah, and I think, well, they've got that Ellis kid on their team that is very quick and very judicious about the shots he takes. I think he was something like 7-for-9 from the floor against us, and like 6-for-8 from the free throw line. I mean, the kid is just, he's just a good player, and he'll be on the all-tournament team as well.
What they provided us, we don't have heights and weights on the Evansville Day School Eagles team.
We don't even have ages. We got names.
So we've got names and numbers, and that's about all. So by looking at the old school county fair eyeball test, Alan Buck, how are we going to match up physically tonight against this 2-11 day school Eagles team?
In a nutshell, favorably. I say that because now they've got one giraffe, and I do not know. He had his warm up on, so I don't know what his number was. But he's probably in the 6'5", 6'6", range. Can't carry more than 160 pounds. And Brady Schickel will push him around just with one hip. He won't even have to use both of them. Watching him warm up, I've been pleased that the Mount Vernon players, the ones that don't have both hands, were hitting shots from three-point line. Watching day school, we put a lot of stock in how they warm up. They look like they have a little bit of juice, but they just don't have a lot of just an overabundance of athletic ability.
Anytime you step on the court, you're an athlete.
Yeah, opinion. That's true. I'm just watching the coordination, the shot form, and things like that. They're of course, I guess if you watched us. There are some players that I've complained about. I don't think we get our legs into our shots. We don't warm up like we mean it. We warm up like we're just kidding around about it. So maybe that's a false impression I took from day school.
So it looks like number 20, Nate Perry.
Okay.
I'm judging from where I sit, he's over 6'4", easily.
Easily, yeah. But, we saw, and here's something last night. We had three players in double figures last night, which I failed to mention that in the post-game show. But IR Rob, of course, led us with 19. Nash and Boozy each had 11. And then Brady Schickel was 9-9, and 9 points and 9 rebounds. And that was sitting out half of the first quarter and all of the second. And he came on strong late in the game, getting some rebounds that he just pogo-sticked. He jumped 2 and 3 times to knock rebounds away from other people so he could get his hands on them. And that's something that he gets off the floor very quickly. And we'll see how that plays out against... and I'm going to give him 6'5". After that, I don't think they've got anybody over 6'2", maybe 6'1". But we'll see.
Trying to figure out who their fifth player is. It's going to be number 22. On your roster, round Buck, that's Tavion Stith.
Tavion Stith, yeah.
So they've got five dressed. We'll try to guesstimate on it. We're getting ready to honor America here. We're going to step away. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook, alongside me, Alan Buck, live from the 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational. Alan Buck, you have the starters for the Evansville Day School Eagles.
Yes, and sorry, folks, no height, no weight, no age. Number 5, Eli Kunst. Number 15, Jacoby Wilkerson. Number 20, Nate Perry. Number 24, Malik Zaldan. And number 22, Tavon Smith Stiff. And they are coached by Trey Warnicka. And as you said, they're 2-11, I believe.
Yes, sir, but they're 1-1 in this tournament. That's all that matters this week.
Oh, absolutely.
So time for the starting lineup for the Mount Vernon Wildcats tonight. Number 0, Nash Hostetter. He's a 5'10 junior guard. Number 1, Meyer Robb, a 6'2 junior guard. Number 2, Jack Campbell, a 5'10 senior guard. Number 11, Brady Schickel, and he is a 6'3 junior forward. And to round out the starting five for the Mount Vernon Wildcats tonight, number 3, Grayson Boozy, a 5'9 junior guard. They're coached by head coach Joe Newcomb. And I tell you, Alan Buck.
Let me correct you there. Jack Campbell's not starting tonight. Bryce Clowers is, along with Boozy, Rob Hostetter, and Schickel. So I don't know how they.
I was looking at the scoreboard, so they got it wrong up there.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's changed from the other night. I believe Jack did start the other night.
They'll get it fixed up on the board there.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, you were asking me something when I digressed.
Schickel's had to tip off.
They list Brady at 6'3", and he's given up a good 2 inches to Perry. So we'll give him 6'5 at this point.
Wildcats going right to left. Buckle up, time for Carmine White County Invitational Basketball. Rob gets a tip, sets it up to Boozy. He drives in towards the basket, kicks it out to Clowers. Clowers spins from 14 foot out, can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 15, Wilkerson. He's going to bring it across the timeline, left to right, sets up for the Eagles. Scoreless ball game, 7:40 to go here in the first. That's a 3 ball. Off the mark, no good. Day School ends up back with it. Into the hands of Wilkinson. And they work it around, trying to go down low. The number 22 gets a 2 ball. That is Tavon Smith.
He's stiff, yeah. He's taken both of their shots. My guess is he's their go-to guy on offense.
2-0 Day School, 7:12 to go. Flowers in the left corner, kicks it back out top to Hostetter. Looks to the sideline, gets some guidance.
I don't know if Meyer Robb's knees buckled on him or if he slipped on the turf. I hope he's not didn't slip on the floor again. That was awful last night.
Clowers feeds Schickel. He goes up towards the basket. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Zadian. They're going to drive in. They spin and attack with a ball. No good by number 15, Wilkerson. Schickel comes up with it. Gets it to Hostetter. He drives at the free throw line. Stops. Kicks it out to Boozy for a long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wilkerson, my fault. And we're at 6.5 to go in the first. Day School with the lead and the ball up 2-0 over Mount Vernon. That's a long three by Wilkerson. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Rob. He's going to prick it up. Right to left. Drives into lane. Attacks the basket. Draws the foul.
Went right into Perry. Meyer Robb got his guy on his hip very easily, and Perry just slid over to cause difficulty on the shot. But when he did, Meyer Robb did not shy away from the contact. We talked about this before.
First team foul.
Yeah, some players will try to contort their body so much they avoid the contact, and then they don't get a good shot off. Meyer Robb, as he hits the first free throw, went right into Perry, invited the contact, so he drew the foul, and then he wasn't able to get the shot, but that's okay. You got the free throws and a foul on their giraffe.
6:09 to go here, untimed opportunity number two in the first quarter. And just like that, we are tied at two. It'll be day school ball, number 22, Stith. We'll get it in to number 15, Wilkerson.
Mount Vernon's in a full-court man-to-man press. It's not high pressure, but it's pretty tight.
And that's going to be a
double dribble.
Yeah.
Meyer Robb snuck up behind him. The defender on the play was Grayson Boozy. Robb snuck up behind him and reached the hand and got a little piece of it, and that caused the player to double dribble. And by the way, I don't want to offend anybody when I call this guy a giraffe. He's very tall. I've always called the tall guys giraffes, no matter what team they're on.
Under six to go, tied at two in the first. Robb tried to feed Chickla. It goes out of bounds, unfortunately. It'll be day school good, ball here.
Good idea, just a tough angle, and it didn't get completed.
Day school is going to bring it up. A little bit of pressure being applied by the Wildcats. They work it up. Number 15, that's Wilkerson.
He's not going to want to see any more Grayson Boozy after tonight's over.
They're kind of not moving around much, are the Eagles?
They're doing the pass and stand right now.
Zadian back out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson trying to feed somebody. Gets it in the hands of Stith. Stith backs up, has Schickel on him. Thought about a three, pulls it down. Go ahead.
Just knows how high Schickel got just to defend that three-point pump fake. And he didn't risk fouling him, but he got up awfully high, awfully quick. So that gave Stith a second thought about taking that shot.
5:15 to go in the first. 2-2 to score. Day school with the ball. Low scoring first quarter so far.
We're in a 1-3-1 defense now, and they just caused Wilkerson to travel. Bryce Clowers and Grayson Boozy were kind of, it's a 1-3-1 zone, and they kind of doubled up on him and just caused him to hitch and travel.
Ethan Moore checks in for day school. Stith will come out. Hostetter on the inbounds from Boozy. He takes it across, right to left. Sets up the left side, pulls it back up top to Boozy. Boozy drives, stops, tries to feed Chickle. It's knocked away into the hands of Stith. He attacks, and I think he got away with one there, but he draws the foul and the bucket.
He did the Euro step, traveled, but at the end, I think he drew it on Bryce Clowers.
Yeah. So he'll have a classic three-point play opportunity as the foul will be on Clowers. He hits it, so it's 5-2, day school with 4:48 to go in the first.
And he's got all of their points.
One team foul apiece. Robb calls out a play. Goes up. Trying to create some separation. Attacks. Hits Boozy in the corner for three, and he nails it. We're tied at five with 4:31 to go here in the opening quarter. Eagles getting a little bit of pressure applied on him. Stith is going to bring it up. He's picked up by Clowers. Drives, trying to get some separation, pulls it back. Got a little hand up. I don't know where the call was on that one. They work it in the corner. Almost stolen away. Zadian has it. Now Stith drives in, goes for the layup, can't get it to go, and Robb is going to be fouled going for the rebound.
I think that's going to be the giraffe. I think that's going to be on Perry, his second of the game. Yeah, that was Brady Schickel did something very good. He really gave up the basket for Stith, but Stith ended up missing it. And then Meyer Robb came flying in from who knows where and got that rebound, and Perry fouled him, and he's on the bench.
5-5 the score. Robb brings it up, drives through the lane, can't get it to go. It's rebounded by number 33 for day school, Jackson Harris.
That was a great move. He'll do that all night long. He missed this one. He'll hit the next 20.
Harris with the ball, throws it in the corner. Boozy all over his man. Can't make out the number that far away, and there's a whistle.
They called timeout.
We'll take a timeout with 3:32 to go here in the first. 5-5 the score. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, the McDougal Evers Gymnasium here, 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational, 5-all the score, with 3:26 to go in the first. Day School with the ball. Stith kicks it over to number 15, Wilkerson. He drives, spins, and he walks.
It was a great spin move, and then he took an extra step on the walk, and that missed it.
He attempted a Euro step, but that was I would call a legal Euro step.
No, it was after he'd already made his other normal steps. He just added it in, and you can't do that.
Rob just got bumped. He gets it over to Boozy on the right side. Beyond the arc, they get Schickel. Schickel fights through the double team, goes baseline, looks for some help, finds Meyer Rob. It's 2-on-3. Rob needs to get it out of there. Gets it to Cam. And that's Snodgrass for three. In and out, no good. Stith with the rebound. They get it on the breakaway, and he lays it up for two. Stith, I think, has all their points. 7-5 to score. 2-point Day School advantage.
You're exactly right. He's got seven. Now,
Rob drives in. Kicks it out to Snodgrass, to Boozy up top. 2:17 to go. Wildcats down by two. Schickel drives in, kicks it out to Rob. He'll fire a three. Off the mark. Boozy with the rebound. They're going to reboot here as we approach 2:05 to go. 7-5, the Day School advantage. Boozy spins.
Yeah. They're going to call travel, and he did not, because he's pivoted on his left foot. He pivoted both directions, but he never dragged it, and then he jumped straight up and put in a bank shot. The referee called travel.
They need to call that both ways.
This was just a good solid basketball move. He pivoted both directions, but never dragged his foot. Nice play, Boozy.
Under two to go. Day School with the lead in the ball of 7-5. Number 15, Wilkerson, up top, gets it, thought about it, pulls up for a three. He nails it, and just like that, it's 5-point lead there for Day School, up 10-5. With 1:40 to go here, Alan Buck, do you call the timeout if you're Coach Newcomb?
No, I'm saying let's drive to the basket. We're quicker than they are at every position.
Campbell for three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by number 30 for Day School. That's Moore.
Yeah, Meyer Robb can drive to the basket anytime he wants. Brady Schickel can operate down there as well. We just have been passing up shots, and we've been missing shots.
Wilkerson almost had his pocket picked by Hostetter. Gets it back. We're at 1:08 to go. 5-point Day School lead. They kick it back up top. Give and go back to Wilkerson.
He threw a chicken wing out there.
Can't get it to go. Robb with the rebound. He's going to push the pace. Gets it out to Schickel. Schickel slows it down, spins through the paint, banks it in for two. So it's 10-7 Day School with 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
That was one quick spin move by Brady Schickel. I thought he was going to miss a shot with his left hand because he spun so quickly and got to the basket too quick.
Stith slows it down, probably go for the final opportunity of the half. We're under 30 seconds now to go.
Yeah, what do you think about Brady gardening 40 feet from the basket?
I don't like that. I don't think that's the best position, but I'm not down there. I'm up here, Alan Buck.
Yeah.
That's a three ball by Stiff, and he nails it.
He ran through a couple of screens and got that opportunity.
13-7. We're at 7 seconds to go. Rob's going to have to hurry up. Gets it down. Drives. Can't get the bank in. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Day School 13, Mount Vernon 7. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? Online orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, here live from Carmi White County High School, 45th Annual Carmi White County Invitational. Start of the second quarter, Day School up 13-7, six-point lead. Eagles with the ball, Alan Buck.
Yeah, and I, as I said off here, offensively, we need to drive ball to the basket. And
that's a jump ball.
Yeah, okay.
Good that's, hustle that's by Snodgrass.
Yeah, and it's our, we got deflected by, I believe that was Bryce Flowers deflected, and then Snodgrass got his hands on it when the other player was down on the ground. But while the draft is out, get the ball to Schickel. He can operate down there on the blocks with no problem.
Hostetter drives in, can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 33 for Day School. That's Jackson Harris. Stith brings it up, dribbles back up top. Trying to get some separation around Campbell. Gets it in the corner. That's a three off the mark by number five, Kunst. Hostetter back on offense. Drives in, hands it to Clowers, out to Campbell. Over to Hostetter up top. He thought about it, pulled it down. Flowers now on the left side, okay. Down low to Schickel.
Go, Brady, just taking right now.
Puts it up with a baby hook shot, I'll call it. 13-9 to score, under 7 to go in the half.
That was correct. That was a little baby hook, little baby jump hook. But he spun on the guy and had plenty of room to operate.
Stith up top, Hostetter on the defensive side. Four-point lead for the Eagles. And that's a foul.
Yeah, that's going to put him, they won't go to the free throw line. Yeah, Nash got him with the body. That was a good call. And that was
Wilkerson.
Jacoby Wilkerson. He's been doing the lion's share of the ball handling for them.
Between Wilkerson and Stith, nobody else wants to touch it for more than a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an instant hot potato. Outside of those two, and Stith drives in, shot no good, rebounded by Hostetter. Hostetter got fouled. They didn't call it.
Stith just fouled him again, and Hostetter just coast to coast, baby.
Lays it up for two, 13-11. Cuts it to a two-point lead for the Day School Eagles here as they have the ball with 6:25 to go in the half. Wilkerson gets it to Stith. Stith shot no good. Second effort, and he draws the foul.
Yeah, that's going to be on Bryce. Trying to reach in and contest that rebound. Unfortunately, Stith had it and tossed it toward the basket, and Bryce fouled him and putting Stith on the line, and Bryce with two fouls.
6:19 to go in the half. Untimed opportunity. Stith misses the first one. Boozy's going to check in for Flowers.
Hated seeing that, and Bryce had a couple drives where he could have gone all the way to the basket too, but I think he's in the habit of passing up shots with that hand, but he's plenty quick.
Stith hits the second one, 14-11, back up to a three-point lead for Day School. And Alan, guess who has all 14 Day School's points?
Yeah.
Your halftime report's going to be fairly easy at this point. Schickel drives in, banks it in for two, cuts it to a one-point lead.
That was easy. That was so easy. He's so quick. And they don't have anybody of caliber of his size.
Day School up 14-13. That was a missed shot by number 24, Zadian. Back on offense, Boozy kicks in the corner to Snodgrass, out top to Hostetter. 5:41 to go. Wildcats drive in. Hostetter got the roll, and Mount Vernon takes, I believe, their first lead of the night, 15-14, with 5.5 to go here in the second.
Yeah, that's definitely our first lead of the night. Remember, we didn't play the first quarter. No offense, guys. But
Stith fights through the double, throws it away. Snodgrass gets it.
He jumped the route and just stole the pass. Beautiful job, Ryder.
Hostetter pushes the issue right to left, gets it to Schickel. Schickel back out top to Boozy. Hands it to Hostetter. We approach five to go here in the half. A one-point Wildcat lead, 15-14. Snodgrass, Boozy at the free throw line, down low to Schickel. Schickel powers up, lays it in for two. 17-14, a three-point lead for Mount Vernon, their largest of the evening here with 4:50 to go.
I'm saying, get it. If Meyer Robb can't drive it, get it to Schickel on the block. They can't stop either of those. And then the other guys can fill in doing that too. Hostetter can drive anytime he wants to, unless his dad's on the court. His dad's the only one in Posey County that's faster than he is. But
Zadian for three.
That's an air ball.
Yep.
It's another Hostetter rebound.
Gets it to Schickel. Schickel down low. He is fouled by number five, Kunst.
That was a good, quick pass, and Schickel just beat him down there and got set up before they were ready. And I'm going to say Kuntz might touch 6 feet, but he's not, and maybe 150 pounds.
I think you would have lost money at the county fair on that one.
You think so?
Schickel misses the first one. Remains a three-point Wildcat lead here on the untimed opportunity with 4:23 to go in the half.
Big risk for Day School. They're putting Nate Perry back in the game with those two fouls, and he is their sixth, I'm going to say 6'5", maybe 6'6".
Schickel's second one, dials it in. 18-14, four-point lead for Mount Vernon, 4:22 to go in the half. Largest lead of the night for the Wildcats here in the Carmine-White County Invitation.
Boozy's on Stith right now.
Stith takes it across, left to right. Tries to set up the offense. Looking for a little help from Wilkerson. He drives in.
They're going to call it on the floor. It's a take your choice because Snodgrass reached in, but Boozy got the most of him, so they gave it to him.
Third team foul on the Wildcats. Stops with 4:05 to go. Wilkerson set the inbounds in front of the Mount Vernon Wildcat cheerleaders down there. Stith receives it, drives in.
That's a jump ball. Meyer Robb grabbed it as Stith was trying to go past. Stith is left-handed. And Rob was just down on that left side, and he kind of got his hips past Boozy, but good thing Rob was there to reach in and get the jump ball. It is Bay School's ball.
Possession arrow in their favor. They get it into Stith. Shot no good. Second effort, gets the rebound, goes up again, draws the foul in the basket.
Oh, no.
So he's going to have a classic three-point play opportunity as he cuts it to a two-point lead.
And that's a second foul on Boozy. You could just see that one developing. Sometimes the shooter has the rhythm with the basketball. Our guys were jumping when the ball wasn't coming down, and Stith got up and got it when it was coming down. That's why he was able to get that offensive rebound and then went back right back up.
Hits it, so it's a one-point Mount Vernon lead with 3:56 to go. In the half, Hostetter's going to bring it down the court, right to left, across the timeline, around Wilkerson. And Wilkerson fouled him.
And he body fouled him pretty big time. That's one.
Wildcat ball here with 3:47 to go. Gets it in. Snodgrass to Hostetter for an uncontested three, and he's going to bury that all day long. 21-17, five-point lead here for the Wildcats. Or four-point lead, their largest of the night.
That's going to be on Nash. Got his body in there a little too much, and that's the second one on Nash. We got two on three different players, Clowers, Boozy, and Hostetter. Probably our three best defensive guards.
So number 15, Wilkerson's at the line. Down by four of the Eagles. Make it three. Harshbarger's going to check in here for Hostetter.
You're lucky. You don't want those two on the floor at the same time. It's really tough to call a game with Harshbarger and Hostetter at the same time.
Three-point lead for the Wildcats. Schickel gets the rebound. 3:30 to go in the half. Campbell's going to take it up, right to left, up the right side. Tries to get some help from Rob in the corner. He dribbles back up top at the free throw, cuts towards the basket. Finds Schickel. Schickel powers in. can't get it to go. Snodgrass with the rebound and the putback. And I tell you, number 30 ended up with it. Moore gets it out to Stith. Stith hands it back to Wilkerson as we approach 3 to go in the half. Again, a 21-18 Wildcat advantage. And I don't like the way we're letting day school linger here, Alan Buck.
I don't either. We are.
Oh, no. Kunst for 3. No good. Schickel
with
the rebound.
That's going to be a foul on Perry. That's number 3. Schickel had position, went up high for the board, had it in his hand, and Perry came over and picked up his 3rd foul.
They're going to take him out.
They're making me look like a genius. I said it was risky putting him in.
Harris checks back in for Perry. Rob's going to bring it across. 2:45 to go in the half. 21-18, the Wildcat advantage. Looks to Coach Newcomb. Newcomb.
Taking our time. They are in a man-to-man, and they're not able to guard us man-to-man because of the quickness.
Snodgrass to Schickel. Schickel back out to Snodgrass, trying to find Campbell. Rob way out there up top. He's going to drive, kicks it over to Campbell. Campbell thought about a 3, pulled it down. He just didn't get that separation between his defender there in the corner like we were looking for. Rob dribbles around, throws a pass to Schickel. Schickel was fouled, no call. And it gets up, rebounded by Stiff. He's going to drive, 1 versus 3. Stops from 12 foot out, and he nails it. It's a one-point game here, 21-20 with 1:53 to go in the half. Mount Vernon up. Rob takes it across right to left.
Yeah, that last time when Rob threw the pass into Schickel, the timing was off.
3 ball by Campbell's no good. Rebounded by Stith. Stith on the breakaway to Kunst. Kunst lays it up, and the Eagles back in front by 1:22-21 with 1.5 minutes to go here in the first half. No sense of urgency. Rob walks it up. Drives. He gets a lane. Has his shot blocked. Kunst gets the rebound. They get it out to Stith. Stith through the paint. Shot no good. I think somebody got a hand on it. Harshbarger comes up with it. He's going to kick it out here to Snodgrass. He'll take it up. Up top.
We've had a couple really bad offensive possessions here.
Schickel way out there. Gets it in Rob's hands. We're under a minute to go. Right about 55 seconds. Plenty of time on the clock. Schickel way out. Drives in towards the basket. Back out to Snodgrass to Campbell. Snodgrass was almost set up there for a good shot. But his defender just kind of collapsed on him at the last second. Rob drives in. Bites through the triple team.
Stith got him twice. They called the second one on him.
I don't like the way we're standing around when Rob drives into the lane. He's picking up 3 players, and the other 4 for Mount Vernon are just standing there.
Yeah, we need to have Snodgrass and or Schickel on the opposite block, on the short corner on the opposite side of the floor, flash to the block, and that's what Rob looks for. He's not going in there just to score every time. He's looking for points. If that's with him, fine. If it's with a big guy, fine. Him throw the pass. So you're absolutely right. We just need to move and respond to what he's doing.
22 seconds on the clock. He's going to hold the ball as Meyer Rob. Will probably go about 15. Gets it over to Hostetter. Yeah. I'll let you know when it's a 10. It's a 10 now. Harshbarger to Campbell. Kicks it over to Schickel. 5 on the clock. Schickel fights for it. Gets it to Hostetter. He won't get it off in time. So the Wildcats go in down by 1 at the half. Down 22-21 against this Day School Eagles team. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mountain Vernon, Indiana.
Exclusive tax title and 245 document fee. Exclusive previous offer. See dealer for details. Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, at the half here from the 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational, the McDougal Evers Gymnasium. Surprisingly, Alan Buck, they score up by 1-22-21 over our Mount Vernon Wildcats.
I'm still shaking my head. I no disrespect to Day School, but they do not have the quickness to stay with Mount Vernon. They do not have the height. Perry has got three fouls. Schickel can operate with Perry in there because he's quicker, but without Perry, he's quicker and jumps way higher than anybody else they've got on the floor. Meyer Robb can drive past any of them. Nash Hostetter can drive past any of them. We've passed up some good shots, and now the other problem, though, is Tavon Stith is a legitimate ball player. He is very good. He'll be on the all-tournament team, too, I'm sure. Scoring-wise for Evansville Day School, Eli Kunst has a basket for 2 points. Jacoby Wilkerson has a free throw, and Tavon Stith has 19. That's the scoring for Day School.
Huh, I wonder who we need to shut down. It's not rocket science, Alan Buck, when the stats are That one's cited.
Well, they are. The problem is a little bit. Nash has two fouls. Boozy has two fouls. Bryce Clowers has two fouls. So I don't know. They did have Brady Schickel took a turn on him out top, but they do set some screens for him, and that's what how they got when Brady was on him the one time. He was doing a good job. They ran him from one side of the court to the other, and in so doing, ran off a picket line of screens right at the end. He took the ball and hit a 3-point shot.
Hold that thought for a minute, Alan. We need to take another brief timeout. We'll come back with some more breakdown. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We're live here at the halftime show, 22-21. Day School, Alan Buck, pick back up where you left off.
Okay, the scoring breakdown for Mount Vernon. Nash has 7, Meyer Robb 2, Grayson Boozy 3, Brady Schickel has 9. And, Meyer Robb has been... he's been passing off most of the time. When he's been driving, he's been drawing attention. They still can't stop him from getting the basket. But I think we just got to – let's put points on the board. They can't stop us with their defense. We just need to get it in high gear, and I'd like to see us go 84 feet.
I don't understand why you wouldn't drive in more with their inability to stop us, make them foul, and get I'm sure Coach addressed that at the halftime. I'll just stop right there.
Yeah, I'm thinking he did. And the other thing, too, that I find, I mean, our players are very unselfish players, and they are they passed up some good shots because they're wanting to include their teammates, maybe get a better shot. But they're, Brady Schickel's been taking advantage of what they've got down there and what they're giving, and he's 4-for-7 from the floor. And he's doing some good things, drawing some contact, but it's not enough to stop him and not enough for them to call a foul. On the other side, or with our other players, I'm going to say, Nash can get to the rim anytime. So can Meyer Robb. Both of them have left layups on the rim. They've fallen off, but, they'll get that going in the second half. And, we're coming out with Clowers, Boozy, Nash, Meyer Robb, and Brady Schickel. So just 60% of our starters are injured.
Robb's going to take it up, left to right, gets it over to Hostetter. In the corner, he drives, finds Schickel. Schickel down low, draws the foul, can't get the shot to go.
He did a good job pump fake. Meyer Robb got him the pass at the right time, and he just left the shot on the rim.
Jackson Harris with the foul, his first, team's first, with 7:49 to go in the third. And we're tied at 22.
Jackson Harris is the one that comes in when Perry goes out, right?
Yep.
He's the closest thing they have to another big guy. I'm going to give him about 6'1" maybe, but he's probably got 175 pounds on him.
Second one's away. Mount Vernon back in front, 23-22.
Now, those were pretty free throws.
Yep.
Sometimes Brady's are a little bit flat, and he tends to bring a lot of metal. Those were dead bottom.
Wilkerson brings it up, kicks it over to Zadian. Back over. Kunst in the corner for three.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. It's 1 for 3 from, and that was from right in front of me, and I thought, that looks good from the get-go, and it sure was.
25-23. Day School back in front by two. Schickel down low. Back out to Robb. Robb drives in, lays it up for two.
He set up stiff right then. He gave a little bit of a feint with the body toward the right, drove around him to the left, had three more guys come in, and they couldn't stop him. Robb just went up and laid it in easily.
25 all the score. Day School trying to go down to stiff, knocked away by Clowers into Hostetter's hand. Gives it to Robb, lays it up for two more, 27-25.
What a pass from Nash. He no-looked and left a perfect lead to Meyer Robb and led him right to the basket. Beautiful, Nash.
6:43 to go in the third. Stiff, or Wilkerson with the ball, gives it to Stiff. Stiff over to Kunz. Back to Stiff. Clowers with
stolen
the steal.
Stolen by Clowers. Beautiful.
He's going to slow it down, get some help from Robb. Robb over to Boozy. Boozy has an opportunity, drives. Cross court, gives it to Robb, gets it to go, 25-29. A four-point lead for the Wildcats here with 6:18 to go.
That was a great cut by Meyer Robb from the opposite side. Boozy saw him and gave him the ball right at the perfect time. That's good offense. And this is good defense. Clowers got the hand on the ball. Now Boozy stole it. Sorry, Chris.
Clowers again. Boozy gets it out to Schickel. Robb for three. Off the mark, no good. Kunst with the rebound, draws a foul. I think that's going to go against Boozy.
I think so. Just fighting for the rebound. That's a foul you can live with. Unfortunately, it's his third one.
They're going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. 29-25 Wildcats with 5:55 to go in the third. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, McDougal Evers Gymnasium here on the campus of Carmine White County High School, the 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. 5:55 to go in the third. Mount Vernon up 29-25 coming out of the timeout.
And we're going with the same lineup. He's going to gamble. Boozy's got three fouls. He's going to leave him in there. But I'm betting he won't be assigned to Stith. So far this quarter, it's been Bryce Clowers. And Bryce has gotten his hand on the ball several times. Got one clean pick.
Zadian gets it into Stith. They get it over, or actually over to Kunz, and gets it to Stith. Stith will take it across. He attacks, tries a shot from 14 foot out. He nails it. 29-27, two-point lead here from Mount Vernon with 5.5 to go here in the third. They work it over to Hostetter on the right wing, trying to get some separation. Finds Boozy. Boozy along the baseline to Robb.
Robb got
on the ground. Yeah, Robb didn't get a call there. Throws it cross court to Flowers. Flowers into the lane. Hostetter up top for three. Short, rebounded by Flowers. They get it in the corner, and that's Boozy for three. He gets it to go. So it's 32-27. Wildcats stolen by Hostetter.
And he got hammered by Stith on the shot. No call.
Gets it back. They knock it out of bounds. It'll be Wildcats ball. Alan kind of explained that last exchange a little better than I did.
That was really bizarre. I tell you the truth, when I looked up, Hostert already had the ball. He went to the basket. Stith bodied him and hammered him so hard, it knocked him off balance. He missed the shot. Stith got the rebound, went to throw it. Hostetter got his hand on it. They got it back, and we ended up, I thought Hostetter knocked it out of bounds on the scrum there, but it's our ball.
Rob pulls it back beyond the arc. Cross court to Hostetter. I just don't like those passes.
No,
here.
I don't either.
Schickel with a fadeaway jumper, gets it to go.
I'll tell you something else. I don't like that fadeaway jumper either when he can go straight up over him and lay it in. But, hey, it was only 8 feet and he swished it. So he knows more than I do.
34-27, 4:19 to go here in the third. Stith with the ball. He'll take a three.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That was beautiful. And Clowers was on him and had a hand in his face. Stith looked like he was playing horse in the backyard.
34-30. 4:05 to go. Boozy in the lane. Kicks it out to Rob. Rob drives, attacks. He was fouled, and there's no call. Kuntz with the rebound. Wow.
Stith fouled him.
Wilkerson to Kuntz for three in the corner. He nails it. 34-33. A one-point lead for the Wildcats as they battled back, have the Eagles. Schickel back out to Rob. Rob got touched. No foul. Boozy for three. Boom. He nails it. 37-33.
Boozy must be feeling it. He's missed his first one. He's hit three in a row from three-point range and two of them in the last couple possessions.
They're going to take a timeout. We'll take one. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? LeMans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMans staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 3:30 to go here in the third. 37-33. Wildcats up by four. Alan Buck, talk about the use of the timeout there after that exchange.
Yeah, that, you know, both coaches could take timeouts pretty much any time because both teams are showing some deficits on the floor. I just don't like trading baskets with them because Stiff, I think, has shown he can score at will. I mean, when a couple possessions ago, Clowers was on him, he got a little bit of an advantage on Clowers. We had two more guys step up. He hit a 15-footer right over him. This last time Clowers stayed on him, he hit a three-pointer like, you know, just like a walk in the park.
Stiff on the inbounds. He'll bring it up right to left. Gets it back to Wilkerson. Finds Adian. He doesn't want any part of it. Wilkerson tries to go to the no-look to Kuntz.
Nice
good
job.
Save by Boozy. Boozy gets it to Hostetter. He drives, kicks it out to Clowers, over to Boozy for three. Off the mark. Rob gets the rebound, hands it back to Hostetter. Trying to create some separation. 1-3 to go. 4-point Wildcat lead. Rob on the right wing beyond the arc. Trying to go down low. A lot of good movement there. Drives in, kicks it out to Hostetter. He'll take a three. Off the mark, no good. And it's going to go off of Clowers out
of
bounds.
That's a good call. Meyer Robb got in there close enough, put the ball up on the basket. He kicked it out to Hostetter for what looked like it was going to be a wide open three, but by the time Hostetter gathered himself, the defense was there. But I don't mean to be critical of Meyer Robb because he's very good at passing the ball, but he was getting himself wide open at the rim. Go ahead and take that shot. Stith's got the ball again, and Clowers is waiting for him at the 10-second line.
So he's going to bring it up. Finds Kunst. Zadian to Stith. Stith has two on him. Clowers almost got a hand on that pass. They go back to Zadian. Wilkerson.
Clowers got his right hand on that, and that's the sore one, so he didn't get as much on it as he liked.
Wilkerson drives in, shot no good, rebounded by Rob.
Watch it, Rob. Good
job. He's going to slow it down here with 2:11 to go in the third. He drives, Hostetter for three, off the mark. Rebounded by Moore. Pass stolen by Schickel. Kicks it into Rob, and he keeps the play alive. Hostetter drives in, draws the foul, stopping it with 1:54. And finally, they call a foul with all the contact, I would say, in the third quarter. Allen is the...
That's Wilkerson, his second. Yeah, we've had a number of body fouls that, you know, I don't mind if they call those on us because they are good, solid, hard fouls, and they just haven't called them. And Nash just missed his first attempt on this. But still, I think we are quicker than they are. We can get to the rim, you know, with a number of different players.
Hostetter at the line. Hits it. 38-33.
That's our biggest lead of the game, isn't it?
Yep, 5 points.
They were up five early. Well, they were up six at the end of the first.
They were up seven at one point.
Seven, okay.
1:45 to go here in the third. Eagles with the ball. Wilkerson under pressure from Hostetter. They get it to number 30. That's Moore. Moore back to Wilkerson. He tries to go in, and Hostetter's going to foul him. I think that's a good call.
I couldn't see it from here. It looked like he probably did slide his body on him, got him some, and which I don't mind him calling that, but.
He's at the line. Wilkerson gets it to go, makes it 38-34, cuts it to a four-point lead. Snodgrass going to check in for Hostetter.
Yeah, Hostetter is probably our primary ball handler. He's got three fouls going into the fourth quarter. We certainly don't want him picking up a fourth now.
Hits them both. Three-point lead from Mount Vernon, 38-35. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Rob's going to bring it up. Trying to set up the offense here. Burning a little clock. They're content to let him do it. Stiff approaches it. Gets it over to Campbell. Campbell up top towards the timeline.
The only problem when we try to burn time like that, sometimes we end up standing too much.
Yeah, I just don't like our lack of movement when we go to that scenario. Rob to Schickel. Schickel at the free throw line. Drives in. Kicks it out to Snodgrass. He gets it to Clowers. Back to Rob. Rob thought about pulling the trigger.
And now we're down to fifth.
Yeah. Rob for an off-balance three. I don't like the shot. Rebounded by Wilkerson. He gets it to Stith. We're at 45 seconds to go. Only up by three, 38-35. Really a wasted possession by the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
Yeah. We took a minute off the clock, but we did not get a good.
We're letting this team hang around, and it's starting to worry me a little bit here late in the third.
Yeah, because like I said, Stiff is somebody we really can't stop.
He's got 24 points. Gets it to Zadian. Back out to Wilkerson. He glances up at the clock. 11 seconds to go. Wilkerson in the corner. They're trying to get it to Stiff. He drives in, puts it up at the buzzer. Second effort, third effort, it does go. So it'll count, and that'll make it 38-37 at the end of the third quarter. Wildcats up by one. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, the McDougal's Evers Gymnasium here, 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. 8 minutes on the clock, Alan Buck, a one-point Mount Vernon lead, 38-37.
And it's their possession.
Number 24 is Zadian, set to inbounds for the Eagles. He gets it into Stith, who leads all scorers with 26 points.
And he's guarded by Meyer Robb now.
Drives in, finds Koontz. Koontz at the free throw line, puts it up, no good, fights for his rebound. Just inadvertently, you know, Hofstetter's effort, he was off balance, went off his hand, so that extends the possession here for Day School with 7:45 to go in the ballgame. They get it in. Hofstetter jumps the route, steals it, drives, banks it in for two. 40-37. And there's an injured player.
I think Day School's got a legitimate complaint. They threw a high lob inbound pass out to Wilkerson 40 feet out away from the baseline. Hofstetter went up like a defensive back with him, got his hand on the ball. Wilkerson ended up landing on his body on the floor, not on his feet. And Hofstetter dribbled the length of court with the ball. I don't know what exactly happened. Only those two guys know, but it sure did look like Hofstetter got him. But
the way they've been calling it, though, I'll take one of those. That's one to about seven.
Yeah, but that's why their coach had a legitimate beef talking to the referee.
Koontz drives in, puts it up from 10 foot away, gets it to go. 41-39, back to a one-point game with 7:23 to go. In the contest, Hofstetter across the timeline, left to right, hits it to Boozy. Boozy drives in, stops, spikes through the triple team.
And I thought they were going to call travel on Boozy, but they did get somebody on the wrist.
Looks like number 30.
30, Ethan Moore, that's his first.
First team foul. Stops it with 7:13 to go. Robb on the inbounds to Hofstetter. Robb gets it back way in that right corner, dribbles back up, trying to get some separation out to Boozy. Over to Campbell. Back up top, Hofstetter down low to Schickel. And Schickel draws a foul.
Yeah, Zadian fouled him on the catch. And then who is?
It's his second.
Is it on 30? Moore? Okay.
They're going to give it on Moore. So 7 minutes to go here. Second team foul for the Eagles.
Yeah, that was a multiple choice one. I just didn't see who they chose.
Hofstetter inbound in front of the Wildcat cheerleaders under the basket. Gets it out to Campbell. Campbell over to Robb. Robb up top. Drives in. Finds Hofstetter. Good dribbling there. Over to Boozy. Good movement. Looking for Schickel. Ball gets knocked away. Goes out of bounds off the Day School.
It'll be Brady had to save it. He threw it off of the Day School player, and it still rolled across the floor. And
I didn't see the Eagle, the pass between Boozy and Schickel.
Yeah, Koontz got his hand on it.
Baseline for Hofstetter. Can't get the shot to go, but draws the foul.
I think that's on Koontz, but Stith is right there. Okay, they called it on Stith.
So that's his second. Third team foul already with 6:40 to go in the ball game for the Eagles.
And I tell you, they have committed all these fouls. It looks like it's rapid fire on them, but they've committed them. So it's not a...
Hofstetter with the roll, 41-39 Wildcats. Flowers is going to check in for Campbell. Good minutes from Jack Campbell here.
Yeah, and Bryce was just getting a blow so he could finish out this game, hopefully, because we need him on Stiff. And we're getting good help from Boozy and Hofstetter and Robb when Stiff gets a little bit of, you know, hit past Clowers. But Clowers is the best to start off with him.
Hits it. It's 42-39, back up to a three-point lead with 6:38 to go. Stiff is going to take it up for the Eagles, right to left. Sets it up. Leads all scores with 26.
Nicely done. Yeah,
tried to get it to Zadian. Robb steps in front of it, takes it coast to coast for two.
Excellent defense, Meyer Robb. They got it to somebody who was trying to get it back to Stiff. They covered up Stiff when they went to throw to Zadian. Meyer Robb jumped it.
44-39, 6:10 to go in the ballgame. Wildcats up, Eagles with the ball. Wilkerson up top, gets it over to Zadian. Zadian has Robb on him. Wilkerson gets the ball back, tries to go around Boozy, has no help. Over to Kuntz. Chip away out there on Kuntz. They get it to Zadie, and he drives in, puts his shot up. It is blocked by Boozy. Boozy hands it to Rob. We're at 5:47.
Beautiful play. Boozy blocked the shot and caught it.
Hostetter got fouled, no call. They go down low to Schickel. Schickel steps up, spins.
He got, finally.
He's, when Schickel does that spin move, they're getting their bodies on him to try and stop him, and that's number 30, Ethan Moore. That's his third, and they called it this time.
This time with 5:37 to go in the ball game. Rob on the inbounds to Schickel. Schickel way up top, finds Boozy.
All right, now's when we need points. We need to get that separation. Like you said, they've been hanging around too long.
Schickel in, tries, puts up the shot, can't get it to go. Hostetter fights for the rebound. Back out to Rob in the left corner. He's in trouble. Somebody go help him. Finds Hostetter as we approach 6 minutes or 5 minutes to go in the ball game.
Tell you what, Wilkerson is getting in between Rob's ears because he keeps putting his hand on him, which not a big deal. It's not pushing him, not grabbing him. He's got his hand on him, and Rob's nuisance pushing it away.
44-39, Wildcats with the lead in the ball. Rob on the left side. There's one, no call, drives in. Finally, they call it again.
Yeah. Now, you see, Rob's getting a little bit irritated, though. They need to calm him down. We need him going to the hole like he just did, and that foul's on Wilkerson grabbing him.
Yeah, it's his third.
And that was a good call. Clowers set a great screen out there, and Wilkerson tagged him in the place you don't want to get tagged.
So they've got five team fouls here with 4:48 as Rob hits the first one. We've got zero, Allen Buck. 45-39 the score, up to a six-point lead. I believe that's our largest of the night here.
Well, we need to get it up. I mean, I don't mean to be too demanding.
Coach takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WNBI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. Wildcats up 45-39. Second opportunity here for Maya Robb.
Who took that timeout?
We did.
We did. Okay, I was going to say, it gave Bryce Clowers the time to...
missed it. Stith ends up with it. Robb almost got caught reaching into the cookie jar there. Stith, double-teamed by Robb and Clowers. Take your pick.
That's going to be on Robb.
Yeah.
That's his first. But, yeah, they had him double-teamed at the 10-second line. That's not when you want to reach in. But Rob might have seen, he might have seen the ball just staring at him. So
team's first. Stith on the inbounds to Wilkerson. 4:36 to go in the ball game, 45-39. Wildcats with their largest lead of the night so far. Wilkerson drives in, and they're call a foul.
Call on Boozy on the floor. That's But you know what? It looks like maybe they're just tightening up everything on both teams coming down the stretch.
I agree.
It's Boozy's fourth. If I didn't say it earlier, I apologize.
Kuntz.
Oh, my.
Wilkerson, and that's going to be one on Hostetter.
Yeah, Wilkerson. Hostetter got screened. He came around. Wilkerson had a point-blank shot, and Hostetter was behind him. Hostetter jumped up to try to block it, and Wilkerson just pump-faked him. That's four on Hostetter.
Third team foul for Mount Vernon, 4:26 to go.
Jacoby Wilkerson has not scored from the floor. He's only hit free throws, and he misses this one.
Mount Vernon, 4:26 to go. Wilkerson's second untimed opportunity. Hits it. Makes it a five-point game, 45-40. Hostetter's going to bring it up. If you're Mount Vernon, points are, I think, crucial on this possession, Alan Buck.
Yes, I think so, too. I want a 10-point lead. I don't want five is nothing.
Rob dribbles down. You almost wonder if a little bit of fatigue with three games in 4 days.
I don't think so, because we've always been in very good shape. And
we got the walking wounded down there right now.
That's true.
Hofstetter under pressure, tries to dribble in, kicks it out to Rob in the corner for three.
He wasn't ready to shoot, though.
They knock it down. Hofstetter runs it down. That was touched. No.
On a rebound like that, Boozy hit it, but it's on a rebound. That's not a possession.
Coach Newcomb's having a conversation. The code is still on, ladies and gentlemen. The coach is working him real good there in front of the scorer's table. 3:45 to go, 5-point Wildcat lead.
Nash did the right thing by crossing the 10-second line before he grabbed it. Had he grabbed it before, he was going to end up crossing it with the ball, and you couldn't do that. So he did the right thing. The referee just made the decision.
Coach did not win that argument. Kuntz has the ball, goes down low.
Nice job. Knocked
it
back
out. Flowers. Give to number 33, the big man there. Hofstetter jumps in front of the pass to Wilkerson, lays it up for two. 47-40, back up to a 7-point lead. That's the largest lead of the night here for the Wildcats.
I want 10.
3:21 to go. Wilkerson takes it across the timeline for the Day School Eagles.
Flowers is all over stiff.
Goes right to left. Wilkerson.
Hofstetter is done. That's a body foul.
Yeah, he's going to foul out here. Fourth team foul for Mount Vernon. Stops it with 3:12 to go. Jack Campbell set to check in. Kunst is going to inbounds here for Day School, right in front of his 20 cheerleaders there for Day School. I think there's 3 cheerleaders per capita for the bench and everybody.
See, the lot of reasons why we need Hofstetter on the floor.
Stith, his shot is blocked by Clowers. Gets it to Clowers on the fast break, stops, lays it up for two. 49-40, 9-point lead for Mount Vernon, under 3 to go, largest lead of the night, and this is when you want to have it, Al Buck.
What a play by Clowers. He blocked Stith's shot. Truthfully, I think he got him on the hand. I thought he fouled him, but then somebody caught it, and Clowers, after he blocked it, took off down court, so they locked, threw the ball to him as a lead pass. He's a receiver. He can catch that, and he went in, pump faked, went up and laid it in.
They called the timeout, Day School. It's 2:50 to go in the ball game. 49-40. Mount Vernon with the lead. Kind of walk me through. It looks like Snodgrass getting ready to check in the ball game. Walk me through the reasoning that they are calling a timeout now for Day School.
Yeah, they, as you have been saying several times tonight, we need points on this possession. They need points on this possession. And they are going to work something. And I'm still going to say they're going to put in a picket fence line of screens for Stitt, and they'll have Kunst spotted up on the three-point line so that if Stitt gets cut off, he can find Kunst, and he'll get a good open three-pointer. And those are their bread and butter. They're only two scorers all night long. As I said, Wilkerson's only scored from the free-throw line. Stitt has... I don't know, 26, 20. Yeah, it says 26 on the board over there.
We're commercial free, Alan Buck, from here on out, per station owner Dave Hurdle. I'll thank our sponsors for making that possible here. 45th annual Carmi White County Invitational, night number 4. Mount Vernon battling Day School, 49-40, 2:50 to go.
Nice try, Snodgrass. He was standing next to the referee like he was going to take the ball out, but it's their ball. Now, the most dangerous player on the floor is the one inbound the ball, and that happened to be Stith. Now he walks in and takes the ball back.
Stith takes it across, picked up by Clowers. Over to Kunst.
Clowers not letting Kunst get the ball. Not letting Stith get the ball.
Works it over. That's a 3 ball. In and out, no good. Rob with the rebound. The 3 was by number 30, Moore.
Moore.
So 2:27 to go, 9-point lead for Mount Vernon, 49-40.
It's a yellow offense right now.
And I know we talked about it last night, but in case people weren't listening, describe the yellow offense.
We're slowing it down, and it's okay to take a shot, but it's got to be a real, real good one, preferably a layup. And as good a shooters as some of our guys are from 3-point, that's still not a layup. That's a layup.
Rob with a layup makes it 51-40, 11-point lead for Mount Vernon, largest of the night.
I'm happy. I said I wanted 10. I got 11.
Stith takes it across. Sense of urgency here for the Eagles.
Look at that defense by Clowers.
Another three-ball opportunity off the mark, rebounded by Rob. And that was by number 30, Ethan Moore. He must be their three-point specialist.
No, he's the one we're letting open from three. We're not letting Kunst have any openings, and Clowers is all over Stith. So, you know, he's the one we want to take a three-pointer.
And Stith fouls Rob here with 1:27 to go.
It's three on Stith. At this point, I don't think it'll matter. And that's only four fouls, so we're...
Oh, they've got five.
Okay.
They're over the...
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I looked at the scoreboard backwards.
It's hard with the score or the backboard, like right in the middle of our vantage point. Hits the first one, makes it 52-40.
I didn't like that hitch. He's pulled the ball up, and then he just stopped for a split second and then shot it. His form is perfect, but that little hitch in the middle shook me up a little bit.
Boozy checks in. Rob hits a second one, 53-40. 1:26 to go. I think you play defense, but you're not as physical right now. Stith with the ball, top the key, drives in, got away with one. They kick it back out. That's a three ball. Wow.
That's Jackson Harris. He's one of their heavyweights. He's a block player, and he had put a three-pointer in.
Makes it 43-53, 1:12 to go. Eagles take a timeout. It'll be Wildcat ball coming out of this timeout, Alan Buck, and I believe... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to put a press on us, that's for sure. I don't know how many timeouts we have left, but if we can get the ball in, you know, we've got... Now, we don't have Hostetter, but we will have Boozy, Clowers, and Meyer Robb to dribble the ball up against them. They could put Jack Campbell in for offensive purposes to break the press, but that'd leave us a little bit short on the rebounding front. But the main thing is if we can get the ball inbounded to one of our ball handlers, we'll be able to dribble through this press.
New player checked in for the Eagles. It's going to be number 12, Zaire McNary. Stretching out right there at the free throw line. He must be a speedster.
Maybe a speedster and defensive specialist.
Schickel's going to inbound in front of the day school cheerleaders here. Minute 12 to go in the ball game.
It's a 1-2-2 zone press.
10-point lead. Campbell with the ball. Gets it to Meyer.
Just go, Meyer. Oh, okay.
Over to Schickel. It's across the timeline in the corner to Clowers. Back out to Rob.
The Stiff from fouling. That's his fourth. That's fine.
So that's in Meyer Rob to the line with 59.9 seconds. I mean, it's right there where the basket is. I can't.
I'm sorry.
Tell where I'm looking at it, you can't tell if it's a 7 or a 9 unless you bend over a little
or
bit.
Or it could be a 4. Yeah, I had to laugh at Chris because I couldn't give him any help because I've got a backboard and the stanchions in the way, too.
Meyer Rob, this is the first one. Remains 53-43. You know, this gym, this McDougal Evers Gymnasium, this, I believe, was built sometime in the 20s over here in Carmi. And the crowd's filling in for the second game, but early on, the Mount Vernon faithful traveled well tonight.
Unfortunately, they're on the opposite side of the floor. It was not.
Misses them both. Wow. Wilkerson gets the rebound, gets it up to Kunz, jumped in front of it by Boozy, but he stepped out of bounds.
Ran out of real estate on that one. But
good hustle by Grayson Boozy.
Excellent hustle. He's got his four fouls, but he wasn't even close to the player. He jumped the route and got his hand on it.
54.2 ticks to go. 10-point lead for Mount Vernon. Eagles with the ball.
Meyer Robb is now on Stith.
They get it into Wilkerson. That's a three ball in the corner. Off the mark, no good. Stith with the rebound. Goes up, draws the foul.
That was Flowers, and that's his third.
Stops it with 46.2, and he'll go to the line shooting a couple. Both teams with five team fouls now. Third foul, like you said, on Clowers. Clowers has 2 points. Stith, 26, make it 27 on the night.
And they're bringing in Nate Perry with those three fouls, and they're 46 seconds left.
I don't understand why he's just now coming in for them, but I'm up here.
I don't either, and I don't know their team. We haven't seen him practice day in, day out. But
Stiff hits the second one, cuts it to an 8-point lead. McNary's going to check in.
Four. Somebody's got to come off the floor. Okay, it's going to be Stiff because they don't want him playing defense with four fouls.
Get it into Campbell. Over to Rob. Rob around McNary. And they foul him immediately.
Yeah, Wilkerson. And that's the thing. When Rob gets it like that, he's so dangerous in the open floor. He can zigzag and dribble in and out. Just take it and go.
Four foul on Wilkerson to go with his 4 points. 40.4 on the clock. 8-point lead for Mount Vernon. Rob at the line. Make it nine.
Kind of shook us up when he missed those two on his last trip to the line, but he's that one was dead bottom perfect. That was a 4.5 inch from any metal.
Can hear a pin drop.
By the way, we probably ought to say hello to Wildcat 1, James Wilhide. Rob hits a second.
55-45. Wildcats up by 10, 37 seconds to go. Stith has a 3-point option. Wow, Harris with his second one in the fourth quarter. And they're going to call a timeout here with 31.4 to go, and it's 55-48. Cuts it to a 7-point lead. Of course, we're going to be commercial free thanks to station owner Dave Hurdle.
Tell you what, that is they've got six points on two, well, 8 points on their last three possessions, and we've got four.
You know, looking at that roster, and this isn't a negative, but if you would have told me Jackson Harris, number 33, would be draining threes late in the game,
I'd have said no. No, you got the wrong guy.
But he's the only one with consistency over the course of the evening that has converted for
Eli,
day school.
Yeah, Eli Kuntz did earlier, but we're not letting him shoot anymore. And really, we didn't have any reason to cover up Jackson Harris. And the first one he hit, he took a lot of metal with it. It went in. This one swished like the playing horse in the backyard. But
31.4 to go. 7-point lead for Mount Vernon.
Now, what I don't want to see is, you know, we've been kind of letting Ethan Moore shoot him, and he hasn't hit anything, hadn't been close to anything. You know, who knows what can happen with just a 7-point lead and is it 31 seconds?
Yeah, 31.4.
You know, all they have to do is get a steal on the press, hit a three, and they're down to, you know, two-possession game.
Schickel's at the inbounds here.
Oh, boy, they had left Bryce Flowers wide open there for a minute. But come get it, Meyer.
Gets it into Boozy. Boozy getting some separation. They finally called the foul. I believe that'll be on Kunst.
Yeah, that's just his second. We're down late enough that the only one that really matters on is Stith. Although he's at the scores table. He'll come in for the offensive possession after
28.1 on the clock. 55-48. Boozy at the line.
Let's focus, Grayson. Let's go, baby. His shot has been so pretty tonight.
You're welcome, Alan Buck.
Yeah.
You do that every
school fans,
time.
Day school fans better thank me.
55-48.
Did you notice he had no legs in the shot?
No.
His hands were good, and he does have
just
a really
pretty Just keep your
mouth
shut this time, and we'll see what happens.
I'm
second opportunity.
Watch.
Turn your head. And ain't nothing but net.
Did you see the legs?
Yep.
Did you see? Got his legs.
56-48. Day school on the move.
Stiff has got Schickel on him.
Yeah, he's trying
to
get some
Flowers got him.
Stiff drives, steps back, stolen.
Stolen by Clowers.
Yep.
Schickel's got it.
Schickel's going to take it up.
Lay
stops.
It in.
Can't get it to go. Rob with the putback. That will go. Back up to a 10-point lead. 58-48. Wilkerson drives. Puts a shot up. Can't get it to go. Snodgrass with the rebound. And Mount Vernon with the victory over Day School by a score of 58-48. 10-point victory here. From Mount Vernon on night number 4 of the Carmine White County Invitational. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874. How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Post-game show here where Mount Vernon gets a victory here, 58-48 over Evansville Bay School to move to 2-1 on the week. Alan Buck, how did we get to this score?
Well, in case anybody's thinking, well, gee, we won comfortably with 10 points, this was about a 3 to 5 point game. It was a real close game, and just toward the end, Mount Vernon was able to get a couple baskets, and they were going almost solely to Stiff, and Bryce Clowers was on him with help from his friends, and we just shut him down. But individually, Eli Kunst was 2 for 3 on his two-pointers, 2 for 4 from downtown, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 personal fouls. Ethan Moore missed 3 three-point opportunities, had 3 rebounds, 3 personal fouls. Jackson Harris didn't take a shot until the last couple minutes of the game, hit 2 consecutive 3-pointers for 2 for 2 from the floor, 6 points, a rebound, and a foul. Jacoby Wilkerson, 0 for 5 from 2-point range, 0 for 1 from 3-point range, 4 for 6 from the free throw line for 4 points, 6 rebounds, 4 personal fouls. Nate Perry, their center, 6'5", 6'6", whatever he is, had 3 personal fouls on the game. It was saddled by those 3 fouls early in the game and did not play much, didn't take a shot, didn't get a rebound. Malik Zaldan, 0 for 2 from 2-point, 0 for 1 from 3-point range, and had a rebound.
The story of the night, Tavon Smith, 7 for 15 on two-pointers, 3 for 4 from three-point range, 5 for 6 from the free throw line, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 4 personal fouls. Kid's a ball player, but I tell you what, Bryce Flowers all but shut him down.
Yeah.
He couldn't quite stop him, but he sure did negate a lot of what he had going. For Mount Vernon, Nash, 4 for 6 from two-point range, 1 for 4, 3 for 4 from the free throw line for 14 points, 4 rebounds, 5 personal fouls. Some of those rebounds, he was coming out of nowhere and preserving a second possession for Mount Vernon. Meyer Robb, 6 for 10 on two-pointers, 0 for 4 from 3, 7 for 10 from the free throw line, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 1 personal foul. Jack Campbell, 0 for 2 on three-pointers, had a rebound, no fouls. Grayson Boozy, 3 for 5 on three-pointers, 1 for 2 from the free throw line for 10 points, had a rebound and 4 fouls. Brady Schickel, 5 for 10 on two-pointers, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 13 points, 3 rebounds, no fouls. So he can carry those over for tomorrow night. Ryder Snodgrass, 0 for 1 on two-pointers, 0 for 1 on 3, 3 rebounds. Some of those were key. He also had a blocked shot or two that were sweet and really helped. He played better than what his stat line would show. He did a Logan Dutkiewicz kind of a game.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place, played great, not much on the stat line. Bryce Clowers, 1 for 2 on two-pointers for 2 points, a rebound, 3 fouls, and some of the most fantastic defense that you're going to see man-to-man on Tavon Stitt. And so we're going to come out tomorrow. We're 2-1 on the week. We're going to come out tomorrow against
Carmine-White County. Scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off. The 3 o'clock game is Fairfield versus Harrisburg. So for us to have a shot, we need Fairfield to defeat Harrisburg. Harrisburg is idle tonight. And if that happens and we beat Carmine-White County, we get a share of this tournament.
Yeah, and that's, we would definitely look forward to that.
So it'll probably be about 4:30, give or take, depending on how the game's going. Watch our online Facebook page at PoseyCountyRadio.com for updates. But plan on joining us around 4:30 tomorrow afternoon for a great game against the host Carmine-White County Bulldogs.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it. And with that, I will turn it back to you and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thank you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WNBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.